God is desirous for us to be conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. And you might say, well, what that look like? Well, the best way to find out what that looks like is read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and see what Jesus was like. Understand what Jesus was like. And you'll see the King of Kings and Lord of Lords who has come as a humble servant to serve his people, has come as a person who had all authority and all right to totally come in and trash everything that he didn't like. One who chose to come in as a humble human being to be able to save that which has been wounded and hurt by the enemy's schemes. So Jesus came, and as we are conformed into his image, we begin to understand how he views things. And I think most of us in this earth today need a transformation or a shift in our paradigm or the way we see things, the way we look at things. Jesus Christ is the only one that can make us righteous. And if we are going to be righteous before God, the only way that we can come into a place of right standing with God is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. That's not an ambiguous statement. I mean, very, very clear in what the Lord Jesus Christ said. So when we look at salvation, when we look at eternal life, when we look at entering into heaven, we see that there's only one way, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's kingdom culture. The Bible clearly states that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's absolutely impossible to believe that we could be pleasing to God in any way, shape, or form. So everything we do, there has to be an element of faith in it. When we come together to worship God, we make a choice. That is why it's so important to come as a body of believers together to worship, because we are making a statement. Devil, we don't belong to you. We belong to Jesus. We are making a statement, and these statements need to be made. I'm telling you, folks, that is how a major principle in the kingdom culture is that we declare things. We speak out things. The words of our mouth will determine and speak out in the spirit realm who we worship. The way you act makes a statement who you worship. In the spirit realm, you are making a statement whether you worship the King of Kings or whether you worship the Lord of Lords, and there's no in between. The Bible talks about three heavens, and the first is this earth or this sky that we see. The third is the heavenly realm where God dwells and the angelic forces dwell, and heaven itself exists. But there is a second heaven, and in that second heaven is where demonic forces dwell, and where they try to influence this world through their manipulation. And they have did everything they can in order to get us to see things through a certain paradigm. They would get us to look at things in ways that will distort reality, in ways that will cause us to act according to the world system. Society has been bombarded with things of darkness, and now what is called evil is referred to as good, and what is called good is referred to as evil. We're getting very close to the days that we live in now where the Bible will be considered a hate book. Getting very close to that. But I thank God we still have freedom today in this world. So Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being able to serve this morning, to serve you as kingdom people, as citizens of the kingdom of God. What a joy it is, Lord, to be found as citizens of the kingdom of heaven today. Now, Father, I bless these people, God. I speak blessing over these people in the name of Jesus. I declare that they are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. In the name of Jesus, I declare that they are the head and not the tail. They're above and not beneath. I declare that the favor of God is upon them. I declare that they're blessed in the city. They're blessed in the country. They're blessed when they lie down. They're blessed when they get up. I declare the favor of the Lord is upon everything they do. I declare that whatever they put their hand to prospers in the name of Jesus. I declare that there are prosperous people, that they are prosperous and they are in good health, even as their soul prospers. I declare that there are people who have a heart after God. There are people who have a heart after the kingdom and desire to see the kingdom advance. Lord, I decree and declare over each and every one that the presence of God goes with them. The anointing of God is upon them. And as they go out into the world, they are influencers. They influence the world with their kingdom presence in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for your grace in this now. I bless them with the blessing of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, when you go out those doors, you go out into your mission field and you're called to bring the kingdom culture out into your mission field.